The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Love Never Fails Radio.
Love never fails.
Inviting you to join in the fight for love.
There are millions of people who are trapped in modern day slavery. Take a stand to do something against this injustice. Join the fight against human trafficking. If you truly love,
set the captives free.
Each week, this program sheds light on the needs of vulnerable people in our community who are impacted by human trafficking, homelessness, addiction, and abuse, and celebrates the work of those who are meeting them right where they are and expressing to them that they are precious, valued, and loved. Our goal is to see this radio audience move to compassion demonstrated in acts of service, generosity, and gifts of time. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, founder and executive director of Love Never Fails, Vanessa Russell.
Thanks and welcome to Love Never Fails Radio. We are in the studio today with three very special guests. So excited to have with us Tess Johnson, who's the executive director of Innocent Voices. Tess has been, this has been a passion of Tess's for years. She's had this calling to be of support and to provide safety for children in our community. And in doing that, she has been in the field of education her entire professional career in elementary, middle, and high school as a teacher's assisting principal for middle school and elementary school. She has also been the principal and the director of student services at Dublin Unified School District. She's currently an educational consultant and leadership coach. And through her work in the education field, she is aware that the work to support our most innocent voices must be done through a global lens. And it is just so wonderful to have Tess here with us. Thank you for being here, Tess. I'm just so grateful for you and also Ginny Fromberg, who is the founder and member at large. Ginny has over 30 years of analytic and consulting experience at Kaiser Permanente. She has traveled in Africa, Asia, Latin America, in the Middle East and Eastern Europe, and she has experience with children, including tutoring in low-income urban settings, working with children who are homeless in Oakland, and working with children in India. And then last but not least, just so grateful for both of you. And you've brought John with you. John Chow is the chairman. John has been working almost 40 years in a radiation oncology center located in Castro Valley. And he serves as a vice president of East Bay Cancer Support Group for 2 years as the acting president for 1 year. And he also serves in the missions department at his home church in Castro Valley. He and his wife, Deanna, and have three grown daughters and three grandchildren. Wow. Well, we are a busy bunch, aren't we? I wanted to maybe start with you, Ginny. You started this organization, and today we're going to be talking about the three of you as individuals, but also your passion around Innocent Voices, which is a San Francisco Bay Area nonprofit that was founded by Ginny in 2003. And really the organization seeks out and fully examines organizations both globally and locally that are working to improve the lives of children in crisis. And these organizations, they provide physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of children. And Innocent Voices has worked with approximately 10 partnering organizations and chooses projects with several of these organizations each year. And I'm happy to say that Love Never Fails has been the grateful recipient of funding and support and partnership from Innocent Voices for the last 5 years, five, 6 years, it seems. And so we've had the opportunity to speak at their galas, to participate, bringing dancers and just do a variety of things. They've been a huge support for us as we've launched our youth house and certainly supported our children in our women's homes and just been such a blessing to us. So thank you, Jenny. So why did you start this organization? What's your why here?
Well, I guess it started when I read an article about children living on the streets of Latin America. And, you know, I grew up in a good home, not perfect, but I always knew that I was loved and taken care of and safe. And I was just appalled that, you know, there were children living on the streets having to fend for themselves. And then fast forward another, you know, 20 years or so. And when I was living in Pasadena, I met a woman who was a victim of abuse and neglect as a child. And her father was a pedophile, and her uncle was involved in a cult that used and abused children. And so she really had a traumatic childhood and was in foster care, lived on the streets for a while. And that brought it, you know, to me. You know, my heart hurt for the kids living on the streets of Latin America, but to see and have a friend who has gone through that really touched me. So fast forward a little more, and I went to a conference on children in crisis and learned that there are all kinds of children in crisis. This was through the missions vein. And so these were kids from around the world that missionaries were telling people about. We didn't know that, you know, that there were children serving as child soldiers. We didn't know that there were AIDS orphans. We didn't know that there were sexually exploited children. This was over 20 years ago. And so I talked with our pastor of missions, and he says, "You have to meet John Chow. He is the chair of the missions committee." And the rest is history, because John has and I have partnered together for the past 20 plus years to lead Innocent Voices.
You started Innocent Voices. You said it was 2003. Is that right? Yeah. 2003. Yes. Right. So that's 20 some odd years ago. And you've been supporting multiple agencies that are doing the hands on work and sometimes getting involved in it yourself. I want to invite a couple, so you've brought a team here with you that is there doing in the day-to-day, doing some of the important work that you've been doing over the years. And I want to just invite Tess in and ask you, as the executive director, you know, what are you seeing on a daily basis as you evaluate these other organizations and the kinds of work that people are asking for support for? What kind of voices, what kind of crisis are we seeing with our children?
You know, well, interestingly enough, you know, I got involved in this whole organization just because of the job that I did do in Dublin Unified School District. And it's in our own backyard, even, you know, with some of our children that we need to reach out to as well. And I did reach out to Love Never Fails in one occasion where we had a child that was being trafficked. And so that, you know, I will always remember that, Vanessa, because of you, that child is safe. Mm-hmm. And so that's been my heart always, because as a director of student services, you see children in crisis and families in crisis. And when I had the opportunity to be involved with Innocent Voices, I, you know, prayed about it, because I was actually cornered after dinner by John Chow to become the executive director of Innocent Voices. And when you ask me about what are we seeing, we've had the opportunity to go on Zoom. Thank goodness for Zoom. It's, you know, it can be both positive and negative, no matter how you look at it. But we have been able to reach out to our to people that are feet on the ground globally, because they've been with us at least once a month. We highlight an organization out there that are working directly with the children. We get to hear what they're going through pretty much. You know, overall, what I see, and I'm taking a look at the different pieces just after COVID, especially that have been dominant and critical in addressing our children's need. First of all, you know, any child that we get off in a horrid situation, they're lost, and they have to find a way to give that hope that, you know, for a brighter future for them. And so that lostness is so critical in addressing when we do finally have the opportunity to bring these children in a safe environment. And that hope is in Christ, because we're faith-based. And then the other piece we see is you know, that just the need for these children to have that security and love and care in an area where they don't have to fear for survival, et cetera, and all of that. And so that is, you know, one of the areas we look at, and that's all includes their mental health. And lastly, it's the education piece, is now that you have them, you know, they need an education to bring them forward, because they can't go back to the streets. We don't want them to go back to the street. So it's playing it forward and maintaining that in some kind of situation. And we have been truly blessed to have these organizations that we vetted that address these three different areas for our children of the world. And again, it's not just globally, but it's in our own backyard that we need to address it also. And we are so thankful that these organizations did do that.
We're going to take a quick break, really quick break, and we're going to come back because I want to just address an elephant in the room, which is that we're talking about human trafficking and talking about, you know, children in crisis that are being witnessed and located and found in Dublin, California. Hello, somebody. We are going to talk about how no one is immune from these types of challenges, because I think that is one thing that it just jumps off the page here that people need to hear. And so if you'll hold just for 1 second there, Tess, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back and we're going to jump into that. Thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
For more information on this program, visit loveneverfailsus.com. That's loveneverfailsus.com. We'll be right back with more right after these messages.
Hi, and Happy New Year from Love Never Fails. We want to thank you for your prayers and support that have allowed us to provide 8,000 dignity items to people in need throughout the Bay Area, to help search for 32 missing people, to house 61 people, and even graduate 97 students from our IT Biz Tech Academy. We couldn't have done it without you. Please stay involved by going to loveneverfailsus.com. And always remember that you are loved.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio today with Tess Johnson, who's the executive director of Innocent Voices, a San Francisco Bay Area nonprofit organization that is focused on serving children in crisis. And she is joined by Jenny Fromberg, the founder and member at large, as well as John Chow, who is the chairman. And so we're just talking about how Innocent Voices got started, you know, our personal why. And one of the things that Tess shared in the last segment is that she contacted me about a young lady who was going to Dublin High and being trafficked. And that story is just mind blowing. If you know, if we get a moment, I'll kind of shed some light there, because the young lady is doing amazing now. It was shocking to me, because I raised my children in Dublin, and it was a very, very safe place to live 10 years ago. And that's why I moved there, because I had come from a traumatic background and I wanted to move my children to a place where I felt like they could walk around and they could play here and they play there, and that a place that had minimal crime and minimal, you know, challenges with kids. Well, you know, I think what we're seeing is there was a study done this year for the city of Dublin and found that homelessness had increased at a pretty remarkable, I think, in the double digits rate. And I was just looking for that report. So homelessness has gone up. You know, as we know, in California, we have 180,000 homeless, unhoused people. And so no city is immune to it. And when you see homelessness, it's an indicator that there's pain, and pain is all around us. And children are not immune to that pain. And when parents lose housing, oftentimes it is to children who are placed in the most precarious and compromised situations. And so, Tess, you were getting ready to share a little bit more kind of along these lines.
Oh, I just wanted to kind of close my section. And what is it that we do? We created pillars of support for our organization to really aid in coming alongside not only the children, but the workers, the people that are there that also need a lot of prayers as well. And so we do support them financially. We support them most importantly in prayer. Now that we've got Zoom, we do ask, what do you need prayers for? And we do pray for them. For advocacy too, we're out there now a lot clearer and louder in advocating for these children and for the people that are feet on the ground. And then we have the ability now to network. And Vanessa, thank you so much for networking with OASIS in Kyrgyzstan. And because of that partnership, you know, it's best practices, and it's just been a really terrific thing. And so I just wanted to close with that before you just, you know, continued on, because I think, you know, that foundationally is what we do in our program.
I just love that we're thinking globally about how we can support people who are experiencing the worst pain, you know, being separated from their families. Maybe they're in, you know, in orphanages, or just feeling forgotten, unwanted, unseen, unheard. And so the more that we can bring about a voice, right, for those that are innocent, wherever they may be, the better. Does this resonate with you? Is this your why, John, that you've become the chairman?
Back in 2003, when Jenny Fromberg came to me as a missions chairman, missions committee chairman, at that time, our church, Redwood Chapel in Castle Valley, we never had anything to do with children in crisis situations. I already served 10 years as a missions chairman, and none of our missionaries are really dealing with children in crisis directly. And so when Jeannie came to me and told me what she learned about children in crisis situations around the world and here locally, I was very touched by it. I was very surprised that, wow, there's an enormous problems. The problem is so huge. Yes, I agree. Jenny, you and I got to start something really, really can help these children, not only physically and mentally, but spiritually as well. We really wanted to turn these children, not only to save them from their prey or some kind of enemies, but also to turn them into from a victim to victor in Christ. And so, wow. So when we talk about starting a group of some kind, we call it Children in Crisis Concerns Group at the church. We had no idea, because there's so many types of children in crisis situations. You mentioned sex trafficking. That's just later years that we came to that. Before all that, we started talking about how about children starving, or AIDS orphans, child soldiers, you know, child laborers, and all those type of crisis. And so, Jenny, if you remember, the first project we did was back in April 2004, when we were supposed to raise $105 to buy animals for a family of AIDS orphans. Mm. And this is a country with 1 million AIDS orphans. And if you recall, when we first approached the leaders there, they said, can we send toys? And the leaders there said, what toy? Toys? They don't understand toys. They don't know what to do with toys. What they need is food. So with that in mind, we wind up raising $315 to buy animals to feed three families of AIDS orphans. So that's kind of how we started. So a lot of this is trial and error. We really have no idea what these children are suffering from and what their needs are. And so slowly, we began meeting every month to research different types of children in crisis and in different parts of the world. And each meeting, we would somebody would report about their findings, and then we would concentrate on what can we do? What would the Lord make us do to help these children? And so then we pray. So that's how we started. I can tell you more later about how many types of ministry and how many parts of the world that we helped ever since 2003. It's been an amazing journey. And one thing I can tell you is that I'm so glad that church was able to be behind Jeannie's support to get this thing going.
Yes. Wow. And so Redwood Christian School is part of Redwood Chapel where you're attending now. Is that right? Or is that two separate organizations?
It's actually two separate organizations.
Oh, two separate. Okay, I was just looking at where you were located in Castro Valley near Somerset. Yes, and that area is just, again, thinking a little bit more about just areas that we have historically thought, you know, this just keeps coming up for me, areas that we have historically thought, you know, there's nothing going on here. And I remember the first time that there was an apartment, right? Very close to Alameda County Supervisor Nate Miley's office, off of one of the streets that's very close to the chapel. And there in some apartments where there was human trafficking that was uncovered. And so it's all around us. And you're so right that at the root cause, you know, at the root of it is the food depravity, right? It's at the root of it is the broken family. At the root of it is the need for the family to, you know, have the Lord, to have the peace of Christ and the comfort of Christ and the community that Christ brings. You know, he places the lonely in families. And so I'm so grateful to the three of you for what you are doing for children in Dublin, in Castro Valley, and throughout the entire globe. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about Innocent Voices. You have an event coming up. And so I wanted to just share a little bit more about that event and what you will be doing and how people can get involved in supporting the great work that you have started on here and continue to do. So we'll be right back. And thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
To join in the fight for love, visit loveneverfailsus.com. Don't go away. Love Never Fails Radio will return right after these messages from our sponsors.
Trash bills weighing you down? At Case Industries, we specialize in lowering waste costs and providing trash consolidation and compaction services for multifamily properties, condos, and commercial shopping centers. Let us help you reduce operating expenses and increase property NOI. Case Industries, saving the planet, saving you money. Contact us today for a property trash and recycling assessment online at caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. That's caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. Case Industries, the property manager's friend.
Are you struggling to find peace in your life, feeling anxious, or going through a difficult life storm? Scott Dixon, a Christian humanitarian filmmaker and host of the Dove Teachings web series, wants you to know that you are not alone. Go to doveteachings.org to see great Dove teaching lessons, pastor insights, and aspiring testimonies. You can watch the current show and more at doveteachings.org. That's D-O-V-E teachings.org, where you will find peace in your daily life through the teachings of Jesus.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio today, and we are just talking about Innocent Voices, an amazing organization that has been around since 2003, San Francisco Bay Area nonprofit that supports local organizations that address issues related to supporting children in crisis locally and globally. And so we have with us Tess Johnson, who's the executive director of Innocent Voices, Jenny Fromberg, the founder, and John Chow, the chairman. Okay, well, welcome back in here. I just wanted to move into a couple of different areas. So we have this wonderful event that's coming up. And I was wondering, Tess, if you might share a little bit with us about what it involves and how people can be a part.
It is our biggest event. It is a fundraising event to support the programs that are the organizations out there. And so I get to announce that our featured speaker is Vanessa Russell from Love Never Fails. So excited about that. And joining her will be, check me if I'm wrong, her name. Brianna Mosley. And so she will be part of the presentation as well. Mm-hmm. So it is on April 26th, Friday, which is coming up soon. And it's being held at Shannon Event Community Center in the Dublin Unified School District. So sort of in our old stomping ground, Vanessa.
Yes.
My old stomping ground as well. Doors open at 5:00. And a program starts immediately at 6:00. 6:00, we have the joy of having the Redwood, Redwood School Concert Choir come in and present at 6:00. And then immediately after that is dinner and the program. And then, of course, our amazing speaker. And so, featured theme this year, because we find it that it is the most right in our face, like you said, the elephant in the room is child trafficking. And so, Vanessa, you get to put a light on this, spotlight it, to see what people can do as well to really aid in that. And also to in their own backyard, or if they see something, how do they know and what can they do? So that will be also a part of it for the, you know, they should know about it, awareness, but what can they do to really help in stopping it, mitigating it? But we are so excited about this program, and how you get the tickets is that they can go on our website, which is innocentvoices.org. It will be right there, right in front, and how you could do that. We're also asking for sponsorship as well for the event, because it's very costly to put something like this. But we do this not only because of the funding, but because we want to put awareness out there that our children are our legacy. And right. Also, they need the hope of Christ in their lives. And this is our primary mission, is to get them into a situation where they have that hope of eternity salvation. And so that is one of the primary reasons that we put something like this out there. And also secondary is the funding. And we just prayed that God, you know, we glorify him, and that, we get that funding to spread the word. And so, if you know, John, Jenny, is there anything that I may have left out in the whole presentation, in the whole background of our Innocent Voices benefit dinner? It's not free, but it is very reasonable.
Very reasonable.
It is very, very reasonable. It is $40 per person. And if they purchase a table of eight, it is $35 per person. So they're getting a wonderful price there. Also, we will include these wonderful raffle baskets and also We have had the opportunity to partner with some of our local businesses and organizations to support us in our silent auction. So do come and participate. It will be a wonderful venue. Our theme is really, our theme every year for the organization is, growing the garden of hope to the children of the world. And so that is what we want to do, is spreading that garden of hope, that hope that they do have, someone to, you know, an almighty God, someone to guide them, and help them out as well, so that they're not alone.
Well, we know that, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope in the future." Right. And, I'm also a clinical person. So, I have looked at several studies that have been done. And the interesting thing about hope is one study that was done by a psychologist in China found that hope actually guarded the brain from anxiety. Just having hope guarded the brain from anxiety and expanded one's understanding of why something may be happening, but giving them hope, I love it when science backs up. Well, you know, God created science, but, you know, sometimes we have this, is it science or is it religion? But I love it when science lines up just perfectly with what we know, because it doesn't make any sense. You know, you got all these horrible things, and yet we have this garden of hope that is around us that helps us to get to tomorrow. So thank you for that. That's a beautiful theme.
And
please.
May I add something else? You know, something that, you know, audience should know out there is that 100% of the proceeds that we have do go to the organization. There is no one in our organization that's paid to do the kind of work that we're doing. We're all volunteers, and this is where our heart is. And, you know, I always go back to Matthew 6:21, which is my favorite scripture, is that, you know, what is it? Where your heart is, your treasure will also be. Or was it your treasure is your heart will always be. And so, and that's where the heart of the people are in this organization. And so, we're so blessed to have so many people that come alongside and do this out of the goodness of their heart with no expectation to be paid. And so wanted to let the audience know that everything that they give to us, we're going to give to the organization and the children.
Beautiful. Wonderful. And again, emphasizing that, yes, human trafficking is a focal point for you, but you are dealing with food scarcity. You are dealing with other issues, child soldiers, labor trafficking or sex trafficking, being unhoused, all of the things that impact children in crisis. Is that right?
Right. But also cultural norms. I just want to put that out there. The cultural norms have become a very big, I didn't ever think about this until we were talking to Marine in Kyrgyzstan. The social norms of what that culture is all about also is a challenge in helping these kids out. And the way that maybe some of these children are being treated, because that's the way they should be treated. And it becomes a horrific, direction for some of these kids and a challenge. And so, you know, so that's just something that just came up and I thought, wow, you are so absolutely right.
Yeah, well, it's interesting when I was speaking with about some of those cultural norms. One of them is childhood marriage. And I was shocked. Let me just tell you, I was just blown away. One of my good friends, Rima Nashashimi, who runs Global Hope 365,
she was sharing with me that the majority of the U.S. states still sanction child marriage. Don't know if you know that. California is one of them. And we actually have a lot more child marriage than we think. And so I think the more that we, I don't know about you, but these things, I don't know what kind of bubble I've been living in, but I grew up in a very urban setting. So you think I'd know some of this. Then I've done the whole academia. I've been in groups of affluence and, you know, and pastors and churches, and still did not know these things. And so one of the things that I think it's really important that we, are the mouthpiece. And I just love the name, the title of your organization, Innocent Voices, because we are the ones that are speaking out about things that people often don't want to talk about or don't know about enough to even advocate on behalf of a child. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we are going to talk about some of the experiences. What are we seeing in the Bay Area? Maybe someone's listening and they're thinking, well, what's going on in California? What's going on in this region, and specifically to children or with children, that I should be aware of? And so we'll come right back and we'll talk a little bit more about that. And thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
For more information on this program, visit loveneverfailsus.com. That's loveneverfailsus.com. We'll be right back with more right after these messages. Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio today with Innocent Voices, and we're just talking about how to empower children, how to give children a voice, how to make children safe, and how to share the gospel with children so that they know the love of Christ. And we have been talking about an upcoming event, and we will give you the information on that April 26th, where myself and Brianna Mosley, who is a survivor leader, will be speaking, and there'll be a beautiful entertainment, and it will be a fundraising event on the 26th that evening, starting at 5 o'clock here in the Bay Area to support Innocent Voices. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the state of, you know, Alameda County and children. And when you hear, I mean, I'll ask you first because I have a lens, but what is your perception of the experiences of children right now in the San Francisco Bay Area?
We have been in tune to the needs of the children that are coming in, for example, from Afghanistan, from these different regions, because of what's been happening in their country. And John can probably speak to the ministry that's happening in that area, because we did come alongside with them last year. And this is housing and the need for housing, how you get the education to them, how do you vet them in so that they can get what they need in order to survive, you know, in a different country. And so that's one of the things that we're looking at. And you're right, the homelessness. One of the things that I did in Dublin, and work closely with my counterparts in different counties, was the amount of homelessness that have been caused, not only because of an influx of children that are coming here, but also from other countries, but also because of COVID and what's happened to the economy, that mm-hmm. has caused an awful lot of increase in homelessness, and then the kids not coming to school because they have no place to stay, coming and being hungry. And their thought is not about school and education. Their thought is about survival. How do I mm-hmm. get through this? And the parents they're single parents that are working elsewhere, and these children are fending for themselves. So mm-hmm. we've got that issue and that problem. That is one area. The thing that is also a biggie is the internet and what it's doing to our children's mind. Sometimes they have an absent parent or they have whatever the cause is, but they're turning to the internet for their hope and their future. And they are coming out, you know, out of that completely hopeless.
Yes.
You know, without hope, they're helpless as well to where to turn. And so that, you know, it's a mental health piece, homeless mental health and a need to find someone or a group that will care for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, just to give people, the listening audience, some stats, I just pulled homeless. It actually hasn't been published. The point in time count hasn't been published yet for that, at least that I could see. But I see here that last year, the homeless level for Oakland was 3,337 unsheltered people, including families. Berkeley, 254. San Leandro, 312. I'm sorry. Berkeley, 803. Sheltered was 254, even though they're homeless. 866 in San Leandro. Livermore, 174 sheltered. Hayward, 483 unsheltered. So we have hundreds of people that are sheltered, homeless, and or unsheltered homeless. And it, you know, interestingly, I actually have a friend who runs a legal organization, and he has piloted his legal organization in San Francisco. And he has just done an amazing job addressing homelessness through legal advocacy, because basically many times people become unhoused because they're being wrongly evicted, because people are, you know, during COVID, there was a moratorium on evictions. And yet, how did everyone end up evicted? I don't know. I mean, how did that happen? Because there are other situations. People don't know what their rights are. People don't know what a moratorium is. You know, during that time, maybe this is a time where it's like, hey, I'm going to do some renovations on my house, and I'm going to enjoy some increased property values because, you know, once I kick you out, I can hike up the rent. While I have you in there, I maybe have some rent control going on. But once I get you out, I can hike it up to what everybody else is putting it at. And so there's some of that that's going on. And when the cost of food and gas is so high, people start to move towards some of that predatory behavior. Even people who are well off move into those spaces. And so all of these things have implications on children. And so when we look at the child abuse reports, we see that in Alameda County, 34% of the reports are general neglect. And, you know, 17% are emotional abuse, 31% are physical abuse, 13% are sexual abuse. And so these kinds of things tend to happen when you have to let someone into your home, a family member or someone who's maybe, usually it's not strangers, it's someone you know, you let them in your home, and now maybe they're molesting your children, or they're babysitting for you while you take on a second and third job, or they have no supervision. So now they're hanging out with so-and-so and get into trouble that way. So there's all of these variables, and a lot of it has to do with economics. A lot of it has to do with the state of, you know, the cost of living being 60% of the average income that people bring in. So what do you think about that, John, as we, you know, kind of think through this? What are your thoughts?
After Innocent Voices started back in 2003, for 10 years, we were too busy looking at a global problem because it's so immense. And then a little after that, someone in our group said, well, we know what? There's some human trafficking problem right here in the Bay Area. And we were all shocked because we never see that, heard that in the newspaper. So we started looking at this human trafficking issue, and we devoted the meeting for that and pray for that. And interestingly, a week later, after we pray, there was a major bust, human trafficking bust, only 3-4 doors down on the same street where we met every month. And then the newspaper was on newspaper, and the newspaper said, this is only a tip of the iceberg. This is just, there's a whole bunch more in the whole Bay Area and maybe Los Angeles. So what I'm thinking is, Innocent Voices has been led by God to look into organizations like Love Never Fails, A New Day for Children, another group that we did many projects. And as we do these projects, we get to hear all these children, the young girls are being trafficked, what they have gone through, and that any one of those girls could be anybody in a street somewhere in the Bay Area. And and how Love Never Fails and New Day Children, they all kind of have to protect them and keep them from their prey and nurture them, close them, fed them, educate them, and give them vocational training to be able to bring them back to society. That, to me, is an amazing thing that God is doing through your organization and other organizations doing that.
Wow. Unbelievable. You know, I remember that Jeannie telling me that story. And now that I think about it, I think that we figured out what needs to happen. You guys just need to go every neighborhood and just pray down whatever's happening there. And then it'll just pop up a few days later, the Innocent Voices comes and prays, and there it is. But it is interesting that way. I've had a similar experience in East Palo Alto. When I went there in 2022, we had one case and a mom who would just not give up on her child and what had happened to her child. And we started praying, and we did that for a couple of years, and people kept saying, it's not happening here. A lot of the mostly leaders, not happening. And then all of a sudden it just been popping up case after case after case. Sadly, we have to see it to really feel it. The seeing and the hearing, right, Jeannie? Like we said at the beginning. All right, we're going to come right back and just remind everybody of how they can get involved with the upcoming event on the 26th. We'll be right back, and thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
To join in the fight for love, visit loveneverfailsus.com. Don't go away. Love Never Fails Radio will return right after these messages from our sponsors. Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening to Love Never Fails Radio, where we have just had a wonderful time with Tess and Jenny and John. And thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you for all that you do with Innocent Voices and for all those that you support. We love New Day for Children and our brothers and sisters over there in Kyrgyzstan, and just all the people that you're connected to. Your family is our family, and we're so grateful to be in community with you. How can people, again, purchase their tickets? If one of you can fill us in on how they can purchase their tickets once more.
Well, they can go on our website. They can do that, certainly. We do have a flyer as well. And Vanessa, we can talk to you about how we can share that flyer with you to put it out there to the audience. That flyer will have a QR code plus a link to our website as well. So, you know, technologically, you could, if you can't navigate one, you could navigate the other one by clicking on it. But it is a live feed once we send it to you. So that's one way of doing that. And, Jenny, John, do you know where else they can purchase the tickets?
Sure. They can send a check to the Innocent Voices office, and that is 563 McKinley Court in San Leandro. And the zip is 94577.
Excellent. Well, and then just so you have the website address, that is innocentvoices.org, innocentvoices.org. You can go there and I see a lovely picture of the benefit dinner on the website, details there, and including the event program. The cost, again, is $40. The event, it starts at 5 o'clock, but the actual ceremony or the program starts at 6 o'clock, 6 to 8:30 on April the 26th. And the location, again, will be, remind me of the location. Oh, here it is. Shannon Event Center, 11600 Shannon Avenue, Dublin, California. And so I look forward to seeing you there. And Brianna and I will be there together with the rest of the Innocent Voices team. Also wanted to just invite you out for a couple of other things that are going on with Love Never Fails. If you have not had a chance to check out our events page, for those of you who attended our gala, thank you so much for participating in that and being such a supporter and of the people that we love and serve, and also for us as staff. So thanks for coming out for that. Also we have East Palo Alto Coalition Against Human Trafficking happening April 9th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And so we want to welcome you to register for that at loveneverfailsus.com/events. We also want to invite you to participate in an upcoming walkathon. It's on April 23rd with the San Mateo Rotary Clubs. That's going to be at the San Francisco International Airport from 5 to 7 p.m. out there at the airport, SFO. And our May Church Coalition meeting is from 9:30 to 10 over Zoom. May 6th. So if you want to get involved in being a part of our church coalition, you can sign up today and participate in that meeting. And that can all be done by going to loveneverfailsus.com/events. We've got a ton of outreaches going on all the time. So we outreach 6 days a week. So if you want to get plugged into our outreach program, reach out to Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, at loveneverfailsus.com, and she can fill you in. All right. I think that's all we have time for today. Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you so much for the invite.
Yeah. And we will see you on the 26th. And until then, if you haven't heard it before or if you need to hear it again, always remember that you are loved.
Thanks for joining us this week on Love Never Fails Radio. We trust that you've been inspired by these stories of hope and love, and that you'll accept our challenge to get involved by contacting us at loveneverfailsus.com, by liking and sharing our Facebook page, Facebook.com/loveneverfailsradio, or by making a contribution directly to Love Never Fails. This program is the broadcast outreach of Love Never Fails, which is a donor-supported nonprofit ministry that Vanessa founded as a way of directly impacting the lives of young people who are trapped in or at risk of becoming involved in human trafficking. This broadcast needs your involvement and support. To find out more, simply go to loveneverfailsus.com and click on the radio show link. Today's program was brought to you in part by Case Industries, as well as supporters from Faith Fellowship, New Hope Christian Fellowship, and the International Church of the Foursquare Gospel. On behalf of Vanessa and the whole team at Love Never Fails, thank you for listening, and thank you even more for committing to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst.
Give up a chance. Give up your
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.